We had to do a little bit of work with time zone management. And finally, we have brought in Will Brinson from CBS Sports and the Pick Six podcast. I always get you and Patterson mixed up. Pick Six podcast with Will Brinson. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? It's one of those weird days where, you know, you can't figure out mountain time between Eastern time. And look, in our defense, you know, up is down, left is right.
Yeah.
NC State is the only ranked team in the entire state of North Carolina. The Tar Heels aren't even getting a single vote. I mean, it's crazy. Like, cats are eating dogs. I mean, like, all kinds of, like, Duke's not ranked. Like, Carolina's not ranked. State's 22 in the country. It's wild, man.
So, all right. Any other Wolfpack hype you want to get in here? That, I mean, just sprinkle it out throughout the interview. Don't waste it. Don't waste it all in the opening, my man.
No, I'm done.
I seriously should. If the show gets bad and I don't have good sports things to talk about, I'm just going to read the sequence of text that Brinson and I had trying to figure out exactly what time it would be here. It's difficult also because I think we started the thread when you were in Raleigh and then you went to Arizona. That just threw everybody off. But,
well, I mean, I was sitting here at 9:30 my time. I was like, that's weird. They should have called by now. It's like 9:33. I was like, oh, I guess I could look at my phone and determine what time it is in Raleigh. I was like, oh, never mind. It's 11:30.
Yeah,
he hadn't even thought about starting his show yet.
Yeah, my bad.
In our defense, Arizona, the state of Arizona, which is just a wild place.
Yeah, they do it weird.
Does not recognize daylight savings time.
Yeah.
So there's a whole different, like a bunch of things going on as it relates to the time zones and mountain time zones. So if anybody attempts to get me to, you know, anybody I know tends to get me to do something at a certain time, please be aware that I will almost certainly screw it up.
But now you got a good excuse. All right, let's start with a team that is not in the Super Bowl this year, but might be next year, the Carolina Panthers. I think a lot of people, the Frank Reich decision, it more came down to, did you think that Steve Wilks should have gotten the job? And more, some people were evaluating the Frank Reich hire on that. Putting the Frank Reich hire aside, it sounds like their defensive coordinator hire, Ejiro Evero, stealing him from the Broncos, not really, but getting him from the Broncos last year, seems like a slam dunk of a hire. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think, a couple things just on the, you know to filibuster to avoid you asking me about the Pro Bowl. I would say that I thought the Frank hire was a great hire, and people can be, to your point, yes, it basically boils down to, did you want Steve Wilks, or, you know, did you want them to stick with the status quo? And, like, Steve Wilks would have been fine, you know, if they'd gone in that interim direction. But, I mean, I said, shout out to ATW, right? I texted that thread in, like, November or something and said, David Tepper's going to try really hard for Sean Payton. He's going to strike out and probably in fabulously public and, you know, horrific form.
Sure.
And then he's going to hire either Frank Reich or Dan Quinn. And that's exactly what happened. And it's not a bad thing though. Like, Frank Reich went to the playoffs in 3 of his 5 years with Indianapolis, was fired in his fifth year without giving a chance to try to make the playoffs. It's a guy that had 5 different starting quarterbacks. When he took the job after Josh McDaniels bailed, he kept some of McDaniels' staff and they did really well there. My pal Adam Beasley reported, maybe from the Pro Bowl, I'm not entirely sure, but that, you know, some Panthers players were a little miffed about the fact that, you know, Steve Wilks wasn't hired. But they haven't had a chance to get to know Frank Reich, and I think when they do, everything will be copacetic. And getting Evero from the Broncos, that's sort of, you know, it looked like they were going to get Vic Fangio for a hot minute.
Yeah.
He's the original defensive coordinator of the Panthers when Frank Reich is the quarterback, which is just crazy. He ended up, you know, going to Miami, I believe, but Avera's a great hire. Look how good that Broncos defense was last year. I think a lot of people were really surprised at the ability of the Panthers to, and again, this speaks to Frank Reich, the ability of the Panthers to go and get a quality defensive coordinator that quickly, right? And to get maybe the top guy on the market in that space after Denver was willing to let him, let him out of his contract. So it's one of those things where, again, like, Steve Wilks did a great job as the interim coach, has gotten, you know, probably a raw deal in both the spots that he landed. But you're looking at a guy in Frank Reich who's, like, really, really respected around the coaching, in coaching circles, and that's how you're able to go get a guy like Evero and bring him in. And it doesn't hurt that you have all this talent on defense for the Panthers. I mean, honestly, Hayes, I think at this point, and it's, I mean, I'm sure this will bite me in the butt later on down the road, you know, if the Falcons trade for Lamar Jackson or something, but right now the Panthers should be the favorite to win the division.
Ah, I like it. Do you hear anything about what the Panthers are going to try and do at quarterback? You mentioned Lamar Jackson, where if he could end up somewhere else, because I imagine that's probably the next biggest piece after a head coach and defensive coordinator, since you got an offensive head coach.
Yeah, I would not. Oh, here's a little more pack hype. I was lying. I think Jacoby Brissett makes a lot of sense, right?
Yes,
played for Frank Reich, played a full year. You're talking about a beloved teammate and a guy who would be the perfect bridge type quarterback if you're going to try to draft a trade up and draft a Bryce Young. Sit where you are, get a C.J. Stroud or a Will Levis. One of these guys who, and Bryce Young obviously probably a little more polished and ready to go in theory than maybe Stroud or Levis. I know Stroud had, I've never trusted the Ohio State quarterbacks to come in and play right away for some reason. I have a bias against them. But I think when you look at Brissett, he knows Frank Reich really well. He's a guy who's not afraid to, take a step back and be a, be a veteran presence and a leader and not be, he's not going to make a scene when it comes to, like the rookie playing or, the Panthers drafting somebody else. I mean, my guess is that they'll go veteran and draft because, they've tried this trade, these trade possibilities with Darnold and Baker and it just really hadn't panned out. Right. So to me, it makes a lot more sense to go out in the, go out in the open market and to try to go to the draft and try and grab a young quarterback rather than just, trying your hand at this trading business again.
Yeah. I would have loved to have had Jacoby Brissett for like the last three seasons like that. I wish we had built the bridge, used him as the bridge quarterback earlier than getting him next year. I'd be fine with that.
Probably like above 500.
Yes, 100%. Brissett, we would have won the division. We would have been 9-8 and won the division last year. I don't like Will Levis. I don't know why. Put the word out there. People are talking that they don't want Will Levis. I need you to just spread that as a story and make Will Levis's people not like the Panthers. For some reason,
Will Levis is either like, people are either all in or all out on Will Levis, I feel like. There's no in between on Will Levis. It's just like, that's just sort of how people approach it. They're like, this guy's the number one pick, trust me, or it's like, this guy's undraftable. There's no medium range for Will Levis for whatever reason. I haven't done enough film study on these prospects to really determine where I would rank him, but I'm not like crazy high on him either personally. Yeah,
I don't want us to take him with the ninth pick. I think there are better players at the ninth pick. If he's around in the second round, maybe whatever. Will Brinson, can you join us? Can you stay for another segment? Isn't that what you normally do?
Yeah, sure.
All right, appreciate it.
On the other side,
we will ask Will Brinson about a subject he knows well. No, not NC State basketball and its success. Sandbagging your handicap to win a tournament. We'll ask Brinson about Aaron Rodgers. I did happen to tune in at one point, and Brian Burns was going against somebody else, somebody good, Myles Garrett maybe, and like a thing where they were scaling a wall, and then they had to get down and go like under or something. And Burns was like destroying Myles Garrett at it. He was so much better. And you were like, I know his nickname is Spider-Man, but it was like, he looked like Spider-Man. He was just flying over the wall and then just hitting his stomach and like sliding under. It was nice. Sick. But I told Will Brinson we won't talk about the Pro Bowl, so we won't.
Well, I mean, honestly, my problem is more, I was, like, traveling all day yesterday. Like, I would have, the Grammys, I think, on CBS, right? I mean, like, I would have watched the Grammys, right? If I
yes.
was traveling.
Yes.
And like, I find, like, whenever I'm on a Delta flight, that I have a hard, I fired up Inglourious Basterds. And I was like, I love this movie. It's a great movie. I'm not going to be, like, there's no commercials. I just get,
three hours.
3 hours of nonstop entertainment. So, like, that's sort of where I'm at.
The other thing, and I'm going to talk about this later, it's like watching, like, they've changed the, it's like watching a NASCAR race where, like, oh, you get points for this, and then there's points for that, and then, and like, dude, I just need them to, like, race, and then the person who finishes in front wins.
First.
The whole time the Pro Bowl's going on, they're, like, telling me that this is for points, and this counts to this, and they're doing a race, and like, individually, like, oh, it is cool to see this athlete I know, jumping over walls and stuff, but the whole competition of a thing was too complicated.
I think it's like one of the purest and truest signs that we've crossed through the plane into, we should make fun of our parents for this, like, this old man can't keep up with the rules changes. I see it. Like, it's like, no. It's not that I can't. I just don't want to.
Yes. Yes.
Like, that's all it is. And once we've, and I don't want, I'm not going to name the particular number, But I think we know what the number is. In your age, where you hit that number, and you're like, you know what? I'm done. They're like, well, this is for your job. You're like, no, it's the Pro Bowl. It really doesn't affect my job. It whatsoever. Yep. Like, if you change the rules of the Super Bowl, or like football is in general, I'm going to pay attention. But the Pro Bowl, you know, I'm going to like, you know, keep an eye out. If something cool happens, you know, but I'm just past that. I'm over it.
All right, so instead of talking Pro Bowl, an NFL-related sports item that we can discuss, Aaron Rodgers got his first win at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. This is a big deal. All the celebrities try and get in it, and he's played a few times. The one interesting thing that people noticed is in many places, your handicap is like public knowledge, and people can go look up what Aaron Rodgers' handicap is at his home course in Wisconsin or whatever.
I think no matter, like, if you – And look, I'm not going to call anybody out for not keeping their handicap in the game system. Josh Brewer, but you know, I'm just saying, like, if you're going to play in these tournaments, you got to keep your handicap going.
Yes.
And Aaron Rodgers, you know, because you can't play in this tournament unless you have a registered handicap, right? And Aaron Rodgers at his Green Bay Country Club has his handicap, and like it's just public. I mean, anybody can look it up.
And he's a 3 out there, a 3. And all his quotes were talking about, he said, I had no confidence coming in. I shot an 86. Like, you could tell he was trying to, like, he knew he was going to get called out for it. And he's like, obviously I don't pick up the clubs all football season, blah, blah, blah. You know,
why?
Josh Allen even came up to him and said, like, congratulated him. And then he was like, man, I wish I was getting 10 strokes. I was only getting 9 out there, huh? Like, he wanted to bring it up. It was, go find it. It's on the PGA Twitter thing. Like, Allen was calling him out. So, you would never do such a thing, Will Brinson. But
I would not.
But you have won the you've won the Triangle Media at the Prestonwood at the SAS.
No, we won the SAS. Adam Gold and I.
That's what I meant.
The SAS media event. We were actually 2-time winners.
Yes,
myself technically, me, Adam, Chip Patterson, and Alec Campbell won it as a 4-man team. Although 1 year. Chip and Alec both had to leave early, and Adam and I were like, "Oh, well, I mean, we're just out of it. We just we just totally relaxed and played golf, and just came in. And we're like, oh, we won. That's weird." Now, in a normal set of circumstances, for instance, like, and this is where the Aaron Rodgers thing comes into play. Like, if it were like 2 of me out there, and I rolled in, and it was like, "Yeah, we shot a 55," I would expect, a moral question,
sure.
Moral quandary questions. I would expect attacks on my character, and some perhaps justifiable. But if I'm out there with gold, I feel like I've got like a moral compass.
What?
To keep you?
Gold is the moral compass?
Yes.
I'm not feeling that.
What? Are you serious?
No, you're right. You're right. I'm not a key. You're right. You're right. That's fair. You're using gold as a blanket, as a shield that I can't come at you. I was more going general. If you win the SAS Media Cup, you're getting accusations thrown at you regardless. Like, you can be on the level, but if you win, you're getting accusations thrown at me. So, without any...
Look, like, nobody's going to call out Josh Goodson for bringing in ringers under your name. Nobody's going to do that on this show.
So, do you think Aaron Rodgers was sandbagging, and how bad is do we need to be... Does he need to be morally upbraided for this?
Yeah, I mean, I will say that I think, yes, he was sandbagging. Should we accost him from a ethical standpoint? Possibly. But I do think that, I mean, more so than any other athlete out there, Rodgers had to deal with so much noise from the crowd. Like, even
aww.
If... because people are like, help the Cowboys! Like, Colt Nose is yelling, like, as he's going to the team, he's like, Aaron! You look great in a cowboy hat. Eventually, it was like mostly Raiders people who were doing it. But like all these different fan bases were coming out and using the Farmers Open, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, to try and get Rodgers to like come to their team. Like, I'm sure there's somebody out there from the probably the Panthers fans out there. Like, hey, Rodgers, you want to come to Carolina, baby? What are you doing there, pal?
Well, I think he brought it on himself, and Josh Allen should have told the crowd to call him Brooksy. That would have been more fun. All right, since it is Super Bowl week, and I don't know, Gold might even have you back on since he'll be like, wait a minute, I didn't get Brinson during Super Bowl week, this is when you normally come on Mondays, and I'm here on a Monday, so I get the Brinson. We got about 3 minutes to go. Assess the Super Bowl for me. You know, if you don't want to make a prediction, you don't have to. I don't care. But tell me, like, what to look for that will lead to say, like, who's going to win the game. Like, if this is happening, that means this team's going to win.
Well, I had the Eagles making the Super Bowl before the season. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. I had them losing to the Ravens in the first hypothetical all-bird Super Bowl. That's obviously not happening. So, I mean, I'm going to ride out my Eagles pick. My idea was that Jalen Hurts would take a small step or some kind of step as a passer.
Yep.
That with the addition of A.J. Brown, this team would flourish a little bit in the passing game. He took a huge step, and I think it's really being underrated. Like, this guy's 24 years old, and he's been in our football consciousness for like 20 years because of Bama and Oklahoma and all that. To me, the most interesting things are, one, what do the Eagles do on offense? Do they come out and run the ball, or do they come out and throw the ball? Because we've seen them do both. They're a varied team. They were against Pittsburgh and Tennessee this year. They came out like chunking the ball deep because they knew the Steelers and Titans were going to load up the box and try to stop the run. They can do that, right? They can attack. And these are like rookie corners that Kansas City's trotting out. And then from a defensive standpoint, what is Philadelphia? Can Philadelphia force Patrick Mahomes to move to his left? Because if you watch the AFC Championship game, Mahomes looked pretty much fine running around for the most part until he rolled to his left and had to make a throw on the run to his left. Because you think about the mechanics with the right plant leg and just the way that you land, it's much more likely that you'll re-injure that ankle moving to your left. And so I sort of wonder, will they overload the left side of the defensive line and try and flush Mahomes that way? And the health of Mahomes' ankle, key, obviously Travis Kelce's back, important, and all these Kansas City receivers. I think it's going to be an awesome game. I think it's going to be a shootout. Last time we had a Super Bowl here, Super Bowl 49, Patriots Seahawks, incredible game, maybe the best football game I've ever watched in my entire life. If not, it was the Eagles and Eagles and Patriots game. I think we get a 3-point victory either way. I'll go Eagles, but I think it's going to be a fun Super Bowl.
Very good stuff from Will Brinson. I appreciate the watch the Mahomes roll left. That's some great analysis. That's a thing that you can actually be looking for. See if the Eagles do indeed try and flush him that way and see how the Chiefs respond. Huge game tomorrow night, Pack at Virginia. Let's get it done. Make sure you...
Who would have thought that NC State at Virginia was a bigger game than Carolina at Duke?
I love it. Make sure you get the time zone right and find a place out there where the North Carolina Tar Heels won the Super Bowl, won the Final Four just 6 years ago. Make sure you find a great place to eat and watch the game. Enjoy it and have fun, man. Thank you.
All right. See you, buddy. Take care, man.